Good afternoon, warriors. Good to see you all. Glad you could be here and those joining us online and at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. It's a joy to be with you at the noon hour. I pray that you had a beautiful morning walking in just the praise and majesty of our glorious Lord. We're lifting up his name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord is host during this season. And we begin our days with praise, but at noon we come together to stand in the gap and repent on behalf of our own sins, for the sins of the church, for the sins of our nation, for this world. We're here just to come before our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, and bow humbly before him who gave his life for us, who shed his blood for us, that we can be resurrected from the deadness of our sins and walk in newness of life if we will come to him by faith. And so we want to pray for that. That's what the church is here for, to bring his salvation message to the world. And we want to flood this earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea by lifting up that extraordinary, powerful message that has saved our lives and set us free. It's the truth that sets people free, and we want to set people free. But we have our channel blocked to prayer if we have sin in our lives. And so today we're going to be focusing on that and spending that time before the Lord so we can clear the channel, open up the airways so our Lord can hear us and we can hear him. This morning we talked about the story of David and Goliath, one that we're all very familiar with from 1 Samuel chapter 13. And we found that the secret to David's strength, his success, his victory in this battle was the name of the Lord. He called on the name of the Lord. He says, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, human weapons, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied, and this day he will deliver you into my hand." He called on the name of the Lord of the hosts, and that's where his strength was. So immediately, Goliath was defeated. Goliath was not a worshiper of Jehovah. He was a defiled and defamed man who was not walking with the God of Israel. And at that moment, when David spoke, he spoke in a place of power, in a place of victory, and Goliath was already slain even before he flung that first stone. We don't have to fling our stones. We just need to claim the name of Jesus Christ, and all of God's enemies flee, and we stand in a place of power. We need to know that. And if we want to be in that place of power, we need to be in the most powerful way we can be, which is without sin. We need to do that. David went forth clothed in the great strength and power of the name of the Lord. He did not depend on any human armor or human weaponry of any form. All he had to do was stand in the power of the Lord. And if we want to conquer sin in our lives, we have to stand in that same place, in the power of the Lord, in the power of his name. We talked also about how our great commander is preparing us for the fight, how he's sharpening our weapons and purifying us, putting us in the right garments, And we need to be prepared and dressed properly if we're going to go forward and conquer in this world. He's taken that time. He took that time with David. If you remember, even before he became a warrior, he was a shepherd. And that was where, in his communion and intimacy with the Lord out in the field under the stars, tending to the sheep, is where he learned the heart of God. It's where he learned his secret strength by depending on the Lord and being in that intimacy with him. And in that place of caring for sheep and seeking after them when they were wandering and bringing them back into the fold, he learned the heart of the Father and the desire for all people to come into the fold with him, to not be wandering, not to get themselves tangled up in briars, not to get lost. And so David learned to have this deep heart, this deep love for the people. And so when he comes onto the battlefield and he sees the troops cowering, fearful, not willing to even stand up, because they were being defied by this Philistine who was defaming the name of their God. Here was a strong army that cowered in fear. He was moved with holy jealousy to stand in the gap and rise up when nobody else could at that moment. He said to them, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." You know, David is a picture of our Lord Jesus. When he came to this earth, when there was no intercessor to stand in the gap, when there was no one to rise up and fight on behalf of sin, God sent his Son. He so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus was our David, came in to fight our Goliath, and our Goliath is sin. It stands in our way, and Jesus went to the cross, and he killed that giant in our life. If you'll notice in the story too, as after David, after he flung that stone and Goliath fell on his face, what was the very next thing that he did? He said that he looked and he didn't have a sword. There was no sword in the hand of David. So therefore David, he ran and stood over the Philistine and he took Goliath's sword and he slew it out of its sheath. And he killed him, and he cut off his head. He took the enemy's weapon and slayed the enemy with it. And that's the truth of what it means for a person who is not walking with the Lord, who doesn't know our God and his power. They're already defeated, and we know this. They're going to fall over there and get entangled in all of their own, anything they're attacking us with. They're going to fall on their own swords. We don't have to walk with swords. David didn't have a sword. He didn't have his armor. All he had was the great and powerful name of the Lord of hosts. That's our weapon of warfare. We don't have to carry human weapons. Our enemies will slay themselves with the weapons that they try to trip us up with, the nets that they lay to catch us with. They will be caught in them. With the pits that they dig for us to fall into, they will fall into. We never have to worry. We don't have to speak any words against them because we know that they will be caught in their own traps that they set for God's holy people. Our job is to be like David, commune with the Lord, spend time with him, listening and hearing and being ready for that day when he calls us out to stand in the gap and fight on his behalf. You know, repentance, which is what this hour is about, it's not just a turning away from our sin, but it's a turning to something. So we're turning away from our sin and we're turning to Jesus, right? We're turning to our Savior. We're turning to our Redeemer, the one who makes us strong. It's not enough for us to slay that sin in our life, kill it. We have to cut its head off. Because it's so easy to have these besetting sins that if you can slay a sin, you can confess a sin, and we see this all the time. You keep going back to it, right? If you get into a place where you're feeling weak, tempted, you easily go back to it. That doesn't mean you didn't repent. Repentance is you slay it, you turn away from it, and you turn to the one who's strong and mighty and who's going to carry you through. So that's what's so beautiful about this picture of David. He didn't just kill that giant with the stone. He cut its head off. We need to do that with sin. That's how serious we need to take sin, because it's sin that put our Savior on the cross. Sin is what crucified our Savior. It crucified Jesus Christ, and we need to have it crucified in our lives. We need to crucify the sin in us. And we do that with the mighty name of the Lord of hosts. Jesus is God's anointed warrior, the one who came to defeat our sin. There's a really great story in Daniel chapter 2. If you remember, Nebuchadnezzar has this dream of this image. And in the image, at the end, there's this stone that strikes it. And it says that that stone, once it hit, it became a mighty mountain. And I just thought that the connection between that and the stone that David flung at the giant. You know, here's this image in Daniel 2, and there's this great stone at the end of the age that's going to hit this image, and it's going to bring all of these kingdoms and nations down, and what comes out of it is a mighty mountain. And that's in Micah 4, it talks about it. Talks that this mountain is going to rise up and all the people will flow to it in the end of the age, the great kingdom of our Lord. So that's Daniel chapter 2. You can read that story. And Micah chapter 4, where you see the fulfillment of it. Psalm 119:9 tells us, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. We recognize our sin when we spend time in the Word and we get close to the Lord, and then it's the Word of God that we're washed in. We're washed in the water of the Word that gives us, that purifies us, right? We need to be purified. So we need to spend time in the Word if we want to stay far from sin. You know, holiness is one of the highest and most glorious attributes of our God. It's who he is. He's holy. And he says to us that you need to be holy because I am holy. He says, and this is, he says, by those whom come near to me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all peoples, I must be glorified. That's in Leviticus. God wants to be regarded as holy because that's his nature. That's who he is. And he wants all people to glorify him. And we know that without holiness, nobody's going to see God. So he calls us to be holy. You know, we cannot expect to enjoy that intimacy and fellowship with a holy God if we're morally defiled. Our lives need to be free of impurities, dishonesty, violence, oppression, all of these things. Because God says, he says, with the pure, I'm going to show myself pure. And in his Sermon on the Mount, the Lord said, the pure in heart will see God. Do we want to see God? Do we want to see him work in our lives? Do we want to see him work in the world? Then we want to have pure eyes. We want to have clean hands. That's what he says. And that was the question in Psalm 24, verse 4. It's like, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. So we should always want to keep ourselves pure before the Lord. We should always want to be in that place of holiness where we can have that intimacy with God so that we don't block the view of others. We don't want to present a diminished picture of our glorious Lord to the world. If we're walking in sin, if people see us walking in that way and defeated and weak because of it, it doesn't glorify our Lord. But if we confess our sins, if we repent, if we keep the channel clear, if we live godly before the Lord, others will see him in us. They'll see the beauty and the glory and the power of what Christ can do. So we're going to take time this afternoon to stand in the gap and just pray these. There's beautiful prayers of repentance in the scriptures. We can read through the Bible. But whatever the Spirit lays upon your heart, let's listen to the Spirit speaking to us. What is it that we need to be confessing? What is it that we need to be repenting in this hour? Because if we repent, then times of refreshing come from the Lord. We want to bring refreshment upon this land and into our lives and into our homes. So let's go before the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Feel free to in this hour, if you want to come up here on the altar and pray, you can do that. Use the microphone here in the center or wherever you're at. You can stand up. And in those silent times, you know, I want to encourage our friends at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and in other parts of the nation to pray. Pray out loud. Let's just declare. When things are hidden in dark and they're secret, it has a power over us. And the Lord expects those things that are hidden in secret to be brought to the light. And so let's let that be our focus in this hour, that we're calling on the light of Christ to shine on the dark places and bring everything that is hidden in the secret into the light so it can be exposed and so that we can get rid of it and so that we can have this clear channel for the Lord to bless us. Let's go before the Lord and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, our mighty warrior King, Lord, come with power into our lives right now, Lord, and conquer our hearts. We're grateful for the blessing of this sanctified hour of prayer that you've given us. We're just asking right now, Lord, that you would close the door to us as we come under the shelter and power of that mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. This is the name that David claimed, and it's the name he went with power, Lord, and defeated that giant. And there are giants in our life that need to be slayed, that need to have their heads cut off. So, Lord, would you silence our burdened hearts right now and quiet every distracting noise? We want to hear your voice of love ministering to our hearts right now and in instructing us how we should repent so that we can find healing and strength in our weakened and powerless state. Lord, we are weak. We're powerless. We may not recognize it, but Lord, you do, and that's why you've called us to these 21 days. You see where our weakness is. You see the cancer that's killing us. You see the thing that needs to be cut out. You're holding up your sword and you want to slay it. Help us to humble ourselves under your mighty arm and let you take that word, that double-edged sword that is alive and powerful, and come in and cut between the joints and the marrow, Lord, or come in and just cut and rid us of that thing that's keeping us weak, Lord, that makes us unholy and unhealthy. We want to be a whole church, a holy church, Lord. Lord, we praise you, Lord, for the presence of your Holy Spirit dwelling within us, to make us holy, to be our teacher and our guide into your word, your holy Bible. So speak to us through your word today, Lord. You say that's how a man keeps himself pure. Give an attention to your word. We want to hear what you're saying to your church in this hour. We want to hear your heart. And we want our hearts to be obedient, Lord. Do whatever you need. Lord, transform us by the renewing of our minds so that we become more like you, Jesus, in your infinite perfections. You're beautiful. You're perfect. We want to be a transforming influence upon our culture, but we can't do that if we look just like it. So, Holy Spirit, come with your launderer's soap and do your cleansing work. Pour forth the refiner's fire and purify us. Remove all of the impurities. Lord, we want to be purged of every fleshly defilement and sinful thought. Every carnal desire, Lord, would you come in and slay it and cut off its head? We just ask right now, Lord, that you would search our hearts and try us, know our thoughts, see if there's any wicked way in us, Lord, and lead us into the Holy of Holies to lay it at your feet, to repent so that we become washed. We plead the blood of Jesus over this right now. Lord Jesus, come with power. Cleanse us in your mighty name. You say with the pure, you will show yourself pure, Lord. It's impurity that allows our minds to think unholy thoughts, which leads to unholy actions, Lord. So purify our thought life. Renew our minds, Lord Jesus. Help us to think of things that are true, and noble, and right, what's pure and holy and lovely and admirable, Lord. Help us to fix our thoughts on those things that are excellent and praiseworthy, which is you, Jesus, in all your infinite perfections. Lord, you're pure. And you were made to be sin for us who knew no sin, so that in you we might become the righteousness of God. So, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for your great sacrifice for us. That here, in our defilement, Lord, we can come to you and be washed in that fountain of blood. And our garments can be made white as snow. We praise you, Lord, that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and wash us from all unrighteousness. Lord, help us to humble our hearts before you and be willing to acknowledge those areas of our life, Lord, that we need to be cleansed in. Lord, sin has a grip on your church. There are men and women sitting in the pews, in the chairs, lifting holy hands without holy hearts, speaking holy words without holy actions. You say that out of the same mouth should not come cursings and blessings, Lord. We can't gaze upon the beauty of holiness on Sunday mornings and allow our eyes to watch things that can't even be mentioned in the dark the rest of the week, Lord. Convict your people of what's making us weak. Lord, we've barely begun to scratch the mere edges of your ways, Lord, and all of your power that is available to us in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, our hearts are laid before you. Search them, Lord. Search them and show us our wicked ways. Speak to us, we pray, Lord Jesus.
Father God, O Lord Almighty, I am made. Lord, you know everything about me. You know my thoughts before I even think them. I am made by you. You know me in and out. My heart is fully exposed, God. Psalms 119, 25 through 28. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I gave an account of my ways and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate on your wonderful deeds. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me, God, according to your word. Father, the things, Lord Jesus, that we are so desperately grasping and clinging to and trying to fix in our own strength, God, that's control and it's a lack of trust, Father God. I confess that in my own heart to you, God. You're so gentle and so loving, God. You're so merciful. Lord, you're looking at us, wanting us, God, to let it go and to trust you that you've got a plan, even if we don't know, that we will trust you fiercely. So, Father God, I pray that you would move, that myself and anyone else would let go of that thing that they're clinging to try to fix, that they would hand it over to you and take your hand and walk in victory because you are there. You are here. Intercede. In Jesus' name, amen.
For we have sinned in these ways, we continue, and we need to be saved. But we are all like an unclean thing, and our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not within us. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, and repent of untruthfulness and lying. Lord, where we deliberately mislead, where we deceive, where we speak falsehoods. Lord, for all the false teachers and counterfeits, Lord, we repent that we listen, accept, follow, in any way contribute to untruth, to deceitfulness. Psalm 31:18 says, "Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous." Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful." And you tell us in Ephesians 4, "Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body." Lord Jesus, we look to you. You are the truth. You said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." So, Father, Lord Jesus, please, we confess and repent of all the lies, of all the dishonesty, of all the deceit, of all the untruthfulness. God, would you come in and purify the lips of your people, our ears, our hearing. Would you come into your church and clear out all the deceivers, those who walk in to bring division, those who are rising up as wolves among the sheep to lead them astray. God, we repent that we are not alert and watchful. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Show us the truth. Show us the way. Show us the life. Our eyes are upon you. Give us purer eyes. Give us a pure heart. Give us purer desires. Open our ears to purer things. Lord, we love you and we praise you that you give us the power. In your mighty name, O Lord of hosts, you do that. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I request of you. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough: the grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. Lord, have mercy upon this generation. Come with your sword and kill this plague, these social ills, Lord, that are robbing this generation of life in you. Lord, send forth your church with a banner of truth, with the gospel of grace that will set them free. Come with your mighty sword, O Lord of hosts. Do your mighty, powerful cleansing work upon this land. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us.
God, our nation, it's a lover of self. It loves what is evil and hates what is good. It tramples your name, God, and often praises pride. But your word, God, your word stands true. Father, have mercy on us. Father, I pray that you would start in your church, that our love would be sincere towards one another, that we would be humble, humble in how we serve one another and how we see each other, that we would hate what is evil, God, and cling to what is good. Oh, God, help us to be devoted to one another in love, that we won't honor each other, that we won't honor self, but that we will look to ways to honor one another, that the coldness in our hearts would be softened, that there would be warmth in us, honor, that we would honor one another above ourselves. Father, we can't do this outside of you. Father, pour out a fresh pouring of your spirit, God, a love that only you can give, that we would hate what is evil, and that we would see pride as a trap that it is. God, all of us are guilty. There's not one good thing that we can give you. It is only by the blood of the Lamb that we, God, are saved. Help us to love each other sincerely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you have ought to done without leaving the others undone. Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Lord, the presence of sin in our lives means the absence of fellowship with our Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for our hypocrisy, for our blindness. God, for leading others astray. Forgive us, Lord. Because if our hearts aren't right, Lord, we cannot see what is right. If our hearts are dirty, then our eyes are dim. And we can't lead people if we're blind ourselves, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, please come with your bright light. Show us our sin, God. Purge our hearts of all other influences and allegiances and passions, Lord, that we're giving to anyone else or any other thing than you. Lord, you deserve all our full surrender. We want you to come and take complete possession out of our hearts, Lord, and sit on the throne thereof and reign without rival, Lord. Come in, Holy Spirit, and cleanse this house of ours, empty it, God, of all impure things. Sweep every corner of the yeast that needs to be swept from here, God. We want to live holy and pure before you. We want to see you. Because we have pure hearts and our eyes are bright with your holiness. God, those who have that hope of seeing you, Lord, they purify themselves. Make us a people who want to be clean. God, we repent of our filth, of our impurity, of our hypocrisy. God, forgive us. Jesus, please forgive us. We want to be seen for who we are, truth inside and out, not whitewashed tombs, Lord. God, you say that we need to be cleansed, our hands and our feet washed in the precious blood of Jesus. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Oh Lord, we praise you, God. You're so faithful. Our great high priest, God, we praise you that you have provided us, Lord, an altar to come to in yourself, that there is no veil and out in front of it anymore. We can come boldly, Lord. Jesus, we praise you for your cleansing blood. Thank you for the power of your blood that washes us white as snow. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance in the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Father God, I pray that you would help us to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, that we would run with perseverance the race that you've already marked out for us, fixing our eyes on you, Jesus. You are our pioneer and perfecter of faith. God, there's joy set before you, Jesus. You endured the cross. You took our shame, our sins, our guilt, and you took it so that we didn't have to. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to not grow weary and lose heart. Set us free from anything that entangles us, O God.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God, our broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise. Break open our hearts before you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you heal us by your blood. We come to that fount of blessing now, Lord, and we give you all the glory and praise. For it's in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you all for this afternoon. I look forward to seeing you at our 6 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. Blessings.